This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court grants cert in another huge constitutional case, this time Arizona's SB 1070.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. There's breaking news, folks. If you've not been following the Supreme Court docket closely this morning, the Supreme Court, in what is a bit of it, a surprise, has decided to take and hear the challenge to Arizona's SB 1070. You know, the key provisions of that border security and immigration law there was an injunction placed on them by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. That was the key provision on reasonable suspicion, the ability after a crime has occurred to check someone's immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion. It's basically federal law being applied by trained state law enforcement officers. Arizona agreed to put forward a full training program to get them up to speed so that they know what the laws are, so that there would not be a risk to civil liberties. But the courts, both the district court level and court of appeals level, enjoined that. So Arizona has not been able to put this law into effect. And there are other states, for instance, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Utah, Indiana, who have also tried to enforce similar laws that injunctions have been placed against them as well. The court is going to now answer this for us, and Justice Kagan has recused herself. What does that mean? We have 8 people now in the court instead of 9 with Justice Kagan out, and we're going to have this opinion before the next election. They're going to hear it in the spring. We'll have the opinion in the summer. And so just like Obamacare, where it's states versus the federal government, very similar here, states versus federal government, at least the executive branch, and we're going to have the opinion before the election, so before November, which, again, this could have key effects. So 2 major case at the U.S. Supreme Court. We represent, in just this cert petition filing, 59 members of Congress, including 4 U.S. senators. So this will set the precedent for what states can do when the federal government admittedly is failing to do their job. And I think the key here is, remember, folks, when it comes to immigration, you know, we've been talking about Fast and Furious, the Department of Justice and Homeland Security and ATF, the federal government, they've got plenty of money to run Fast and Furious right through Arizona. All right, maybe that's why Arizona is so concerned about the safety of their citizens, because the federal government was putting guns into Arizona, the border agent that was killed in Arizona with AK-47s purchased by the federal government, your tax dollars being at use, but they don't have enough money to secure the border. Let's take it a step further. Not only Arizona then tries to provide security to their people, what does the federal government do? What does the federal government do, folks? They got plenty of money, instead of securing the border, to file lawsuits against states like Arizona and Utah and South Carolina and, of course, Alabama. And then you've got Indiana and Georgia, their laws also under fire from private plaintiffs. So, again, the Department of Justice, they got plenty of resources to fight it out in federal courts, but not enough resources to even try and secure the border, because that's the only reason that these states have implemented these laws, which cost their taxpayers a lot of money, that put their law enforcement officials have to be retrained. They committed to do that. The district court, the Court of Appeals, and the Obama administration said, no, you can't. And the Supreme Court is going to settle this, it looks like, for not just Arizona, but all the states who are looking at this. And it's going to be an interesting case, because when you only have 8 people on the Supreme Court, and one justice has to recuse themselves, a tie, 4-4, is an affirmation of the lower court. That means the Ninth Circuit injunction against the key provisions of the law would stand. So what does that mean? We have to work really hard. We represent, again, 59 members of Congress. We want you to be part of this legal challenge, too. So we got 2 big ones. We got Obamacare and Arizona's immigration law, which is going to impact states across the country. Call now. Add your name to this brief. 877-989-2255. Folks, 2 giant cases of the Supreme Court. We need to work hard on both of them. We can with your support. 877-989-2255. Call now. 877-989-2255 or sign up at ACLJ.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow provides you with the vital information you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Through our daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, you get the latest news, and we provide you with critical insight and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. It's the kind of program that's getting a lot of attention and many new listeners, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Pagan.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time in my drive into Anchorage. It's a 50-mile commute into Anchorage. And this radio show happens to be on at the time that I usually drive in, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Whether it's about the Constitution, the courts, or the halls of Congress, Jay Sekulow and the American Center for Law and Justice cuts through the clutter, providing you with clear and concise news and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. Join the growing number of Americans who listen to Jay Sekulow Live every day. Find out how you can hear the show by going online at aclj.org/ontheradio.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, also in the studio with me in Washington, D.C. And a stunning move. The Supreme Court has decided to add another controversial constitutional case to their docket this spring. That is the challenge to Arizona's law SB 1070, you know, the law that would empower state law enforcement officials really to just do what federal law enforcement officials can do. This was not about writing new laws, but instead is really mirrors existing federal law, and the Department of Justice and the Obama administration saying, nope, even if we don't have the resources, even if we can't secure your borders, you can't really make any attempts to do so. That's interesting in light of the fact that Fast and Furious was being run through Arizona, and you have to wonder, maybe federal government creating more of the problem for the citizens in the state of Arizona. We've got joining us right now Congressman Paul Gosar from the 1st District of Arizona, who's been on the Fast and Furious matter. Of course, this involves his citizens and his district and also the state. And Congressman Gosar, thanks for joining us today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much, Jordan. It's great to be back on.
Let me ask you first, because you've put forward the vote of no confidence, the resolution for no confidence when it involves Attorney General Eric Holder in the Fast and Furious matter, and because you represent the people of Arizona in the 1st District, but also, you know, when you come to Congress, you're really representing the concerns of everybody in the whole country, and you're putting forward this no confidence resolution. Tell people why. I mean, I think they understand, but from your perspective, why this resolution is important.
Well, I think what it is to make sure that we keep the highlights on how badly the Department of Justice has acted and how they have utilized, particularly in Fast and Furious, all of us and our livelihoods across America, particularly in the Southwest, used us as collateral in their scheme in trying to do gun running. And this is just outrageous, Jordan.
It is outrageous. And, you know, I look at it and say, Congressman, they've got enough money and resources to come up with these complicated gun running schemes, gun walking schemes. They got a Border Patrol agent killed with an AK-47 that was left at the scene that we bought with our taxpayer dollars, that they were even making sure that the right money was there to purchase the guns, not just get the guns into the market. The tracking was not working, and yet they continued to go ahead with this program, and we're even going to try and use it to justify tougher gun laws. But I look at it, I say, okay, Department of Justice got enough money to drag your state into court. They've got enough money to run these programs, but they're not. But, you know, they've admittedly said to Congress, including Secretary Napolitano from Homeland Security, that we just don't have the resources to fully secure the border. When you put all this together, you have to say, you know, our top law enforcement officials, Eric Holder, it just looks like they're not doing their job. They're not doing their job, and they're not telling you the truth. It took 10 months for them to tell you the truth about what was happening with Fast and Furious.
Well, they still haven't even done that, Jordan. And in fact, now new documents that were dumped about 2 weeks ago actually shows that Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer lied to Congress. And what we're detail is to find out who orchestrated this, who was the higher up that allowed this to occur. And I've always been one of the people actually professing the timeline. In early 2009, Mr. Holder, actually in Mexico City, talked about new ideas in gun running, being very aggressive and utilizing and working with Secretary Napolitano for Homeland Security. A week later, the president then talks about backing Mr. Holder and talks about that the majority of guns, and the quote that he uses is 90% of the guns that are confiscated at crime scenes come from the United States. And so what ends up happening with this administration, they always start with where they want to go, and if you don't think this was a high on their radar, think again. And they were after the Second Amendment rights. And even Mr. Holder, in his testimony to the Judiciary Committee, to the Senate, actually said if we had tougher gun laws, we wouldn't have this problem. And it has nothing to do with those gun laws.
You know, Congressman, let me ask you about this. We're talking to Congressman Paul Gosar from Arizona, the 1st Congressional District. Now that you've heard the news, because this all ties together with the Department of Justice and where they're putting their resources and this whole idea now, you've got this state versus Obama, not just on Obamacare, but now on these laws really put in place for border security reasons, not to decide who gets to stay in the country, not naturalization laws that are clearly under the purview of Congress, but just laws to really enforce the existing laws we have on the books. And now your state has been having to really lead the fight on this all the way. Now we know it will be at the U.S. Supreme Court. How do you feel for your constituents that it even had to go to the U.S. Supreme Court? Let's say there is a victory, and I think that it's going to be a tough case, but let's say there's a victory. The fact is that Arizona not only committed the resources, and your constituents committed their resources to train those officers to implement a new law, the states also had to spend the resources to defend it through this just unbelievable attack by the Department of Justice, who is admittedly, and the federal government admittedly said, that we can't secure the borders for you.
Well, instead of suing us and taking us on, why not work with us? And I think that's what the American people want to see, is the Justice Department working collaboratively and working cooperatively with states. If you don't have the resources, start looking at an inventory of your resources and do them appropriately. You know, when you look at the Fast and Furious, it's inappropriate use of funds and inappropriate use of the Justice Department to do what they end up doing, particularly when we already knew the success was going to fail based upon previous attempts that actually worked with Mexico and they actually had surveillance and tracking. But what this is absolutely sad is that this is a government that has become dictatorial and challenging instead of working with the states and its citizens.
You know, Than Bennett, our government affairs director, has got a question for you, Congressman. Let's go to right to Than.
Yeah, Congressman, I appreciate you being with us. I just wanted to ask you about the impact on your district. You represent the 1st District of Arizona. It's the largest geographic district in the state, for our listeners who don't know. It's not along the border. I've actually got a friend that's in law enforcement in your district, and he talks to me regularly about the impact that illegal immigration has had on them and the burden that it carries with it. Can you speak to that just a little bit, as well as the economic impact that your district specifically is dealing with?
Well, everybody is afforded the protection of the U.S. government, whether you're a rancher on the border or whether you're in Pinal County or up in Prescott or Flagstaff. And the problem that we have is the majority of these border counties actually funnel into one of my big counties, and that's Pinal County. And you've heard Sheriff Babu talk about what he's had to do over and over again. The chances of that an illegal crossing comes through Pinal County is great. It's well over 50% coming within the Southwest. Plus the activity and the aggressive nature of the drug cartels. He's actually had to form a foundation to raise money just to compete against the automatic weapons that the drug cartels actually have and the resources in trying to recoup and try to challenge and uphold the laws across this vast district of Pinal. So we've been taking the biggest brunt of it. We're also a very rural district. So we have lots of different avenues for the illegal trade, both of drugs and weapons and humans, to go across, which is hard to keep surveillance on. Plus Native American tribal lands, it's just a real tough aspect. Plus, we've already had one individual die. We've had the gun show up at 11 crime scenes in the greater Phoenix area. So these guns will show up at crime scenes all over, and we need the resources, and we need to work cooperatively with our law enforcement at the local and state level. The last thing is that when you tie these things together, we've actually created a bigger problem for our law enforcement because we put them in harm's way with these high-powered weapons and doing more of those without surveillance and not knowing where they're at.
You know, Congressman Paul Gosar has been on the front lines of this, whether it's the no-confidence resolution with Eric Holder and Fast and Furious, which, of course, directly affects the people of Arizona, the Arizona SB 1070, talking about the Supreme Court granting cert in that case today. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us today and keeping people updated.
Well, thank you very much, Jordan. Keep this on the viewpoint because it's outrageous that the Department of Justice will take no accountability, will not even fire people that wrongly and purposely misled Congress. They actually lied. And so we need to get to the bottom of the truth. And I think this isn't just a Republican issue. This is a Democratic issue, an independent issue. This is an American problem.
All right, folks. Congressman Paul Gosar, he's absolutely right. He represents Arizona's 1st Congressional District, certainly knows what these laws are about and all these different issues that we're talking about, which all really they lead to the same source, federal government, Department of Justice, Homeland Security, Eric Holder. Now, folks, we are doing something about it. You know, we represent 59 members of Congress, including 4 U.S. senators. Today's cert that was granted by the U.S. Supreme Court, now we will be putting together full briefing defending Arizona's SB 1070. We want you to be part of that brief. This is another monumental constitutional case that will affect the entire country, just like Obamacare. Already states, 6 other states have implemented laws like this. That will be affected as well. We want your name on the brief. We're going to know about this before the next election, way before November, on Obamacare and now also Arizona's SB 1070. Call now, add your name, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. These are the most important issues of constitutional law. It is state versus federal government when it comes to the Obamacare, and now when it comes to SB 1070, it's state Arizona versus the United States. And folks, we represent those members of Congress. We want to represent you. Arizona should be able to protect its citizens by using and utilizing and implementing existing federal law at the state level. Call now, 877-989-2255, because if they can't do it, and they've got Fast and Furious operating inside their state, I mean, that's where the federal government was doing it. People getting killed, guns being found, tracked back. And these are assault weapons. These are machine guns. These are AK-47s. But the federal government takes them to court and says, sorry, you still can't really do anything to help secure your citizens and the people of your state. Call now, 877-989-2255. This is about whether or not they can even try to implement their law to show that there will not be racial profiling or any of the concerns that have been mentioned. They haven't had a chance to yet. Call, add your name to the brief, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow provides you with the vital information you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Through our daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, you get the latest news, and we provide you with critical insight and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. It's the kind of program that's getting a lot of attention and many new listeners, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time in my drive into Anchorage. It's a 50-mile commute into Anchorage. And this radio show happens to be on at the time that I usually drive in, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Whether it's about the Constitution, the courts, or the halls of Congress, Jay Sekulow and the American Center for Law and Justice cuts through the clutter, providing you with clear and concise news and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. Join the growing number of Americans who listen to Jay Sekulow Live every day. Find out how you can hear the show by going online at aclj.org/ontheradio. The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We had Congressman Paul Gosars from Arizona on today joining us to discuss what's happening here with Eric Holder, the no-confidence resolution now. You know, the Department of Justice sued Arizona over SB 1070. That's the law that would – really the key provision there is the reasonable suspicion after a crime has occurred to check someone's immigration status. These law enforcement officers would be trained, just like the federal law enforcement officers, who, by the way, already can do this. So this is not creating some new law. This is just the states implementing a law that the federal government already has. And by the way – Arizona did win a similar case like this when it came to the E-Verify system, where they said federal government says companies may use it. We're going to say companies over a certain size have to use it. Supreme Court says, yes, you can do that. So this is going to be a huge case. Justice Kagan has recused herself. That means it's 8 Supreme Court justices will make the decision. So 5-3 to get a win. And it's a kind of a case of first impression, because these states wouldn't be doing this if the federal government was doing their job. I mean, they don't want to have to spend state resources, tax dollars, the people having to, you know, retrain officers if they don't have to, but they have to. And they got Fast and Furious running in their own state. I mean, so they've got even more of a reason in Arizona to really want to provide this security to their citizens. But the Obama administration, Holder, Department of Justice has said no. Now, what does it mean when you have 8 justices? It means because the Ninth Circuit was against Arizona on this, that if it's 4-4, so it's a tie, then the Ninth Circuit opinion stands, which means Arizona loses. So you got to get to 5 with Kagan out. This is critical. We are right now representing 59 members of Congress, including 4 U.S. senators. So this is a real, a real legal battle on par with, I think, Obamacare, on the role of the states, the role of the federal government when it comes down to the Constitution, the Article 1. The 10th Amendment, all these issues are at play here. You need to call and add your name to the brief, 877-989-2255, even if you're outside Arizona. I mean, listen, let me just go through the list of other states who will be affected by this immediately. Arizona, of course, Alabama, South Carolina, Utah, Georgia, and Indiana. There's other states looking at passing similar laws, and now they're going to know, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, exactly what they can and can't do. Can they do anything? Can they do nothing? We're going to hear that now from the Supreme Court. And so if Arizona's law falls, then certainly the one in Alabama, maybe Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina, and Utah, which are a little bit different, they fall as well. So how much power will the Supreme Court allow the states when you're in this kind of situation to implement? And will they take into account the unbelievable fact that there's a drug war happening on Arizona's border that's coming into the state? And it's coming into the state because the federal government's putting guns there, like machine guns and AK-47s. Call now and add your name to this brief, 877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You can call and sign and join our petition right now, because Stan, our government affairs director, is joining us. Stan, this is, like, I think, just as important as Obamacare, in the sense that it's state versus federal government. It's all going to – we're going to get the opinions before we get to the next election, which means if the Supreme Court were to say, no, Arizona can't do this, I think the border security issue, President Obama's really going to have to answer, why has nothing changed when it comes to securing our borders?
I think you're absolutely right, Jordan. I mean, the ramifications of this really sweep the country. There are a handful of states now, you know, half a dozen, maybe 8, that are involved now, but it's literally going to be dozens before long. And you heard Congressman Gosar talk about this. I mean, he said that Arizona is in this situation because the federal government has fallen down on the job, and the rampant illegal immigration that Arizona is dealing with is burdening the law enforcement in that state. And at the same time, they have their hands full with the drug cartels, which then, of course, ties into Fast and Furious. And so they have tried to take up the slack where the federal government has given it to them. And what was the response? Well, the Obama administration sued them. So, yes, it becomes a battle battle between the feds and the state. And that's frankly, Jordan, why we went to members of Congress and said, listen, we need you to speak on behalf of the federal government. Stand up for Arizona's right to enforce the laws that the federal government maybe should have been doing in the first place. Make sure that the state has the ability to protect its citizens. You heard Congressman Gosar express so much concern about the safety of his citizens, and that's where Governor Brewer has been too. But you're right. It sets up the precedent of how this will trickle down to the other states. It's about much more than just Arizona.
No, this is not – yeah, right. This is not just like Arizona. This is – I treat this just like Obamacare, because it sets the precedent of federal power versus state even in a crisis. So it's different a little bit than Obamacare, because here what the states are saying is, we're only doing this because you have told Congress, you have admitted that you lack the resources to secure the borders. We have people getting killed. We have guns being found, you know, caches of weapons. Now we've learned that those came through Fast and Furious. In our states, you're not able to do the job. We're not trying to decide, by the way, folks, who gets to stay or who gets to go. All they would do is, if you didn't have the paperwork, or if you were here illegally, is turn you over to the federal government, who, by the way, right now has a policy of, if you don't have a criminal record, letting you back out. So they may say, okay, you've got a date to appear in court, but you're back out into the general public. So Arizona would not be coming up with a new naturalization process, a new immigration law for the United States of America. They would just be doing what the federal law enforcement officials already have the power to do, with state enforcement officials, and then turning those people over, just like the federal enforcement officers do, to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and then ICE then handles it from there. But this becomes an outrage somehow, because the federal government wants complete control, even though they lack the ability to secure our borders. And certainly, they got enough money to run Fast and Furious, so run guns to Mexican drug cartels. They have enough resources to file lawsuits against all these states like Arizona. That's the Department of Justice. That's Eric Holder. That's why Justice Kagan had to recuse herself, because she was Solicitor General. They've got enough money to do that. But what about border security? Oh, we can't do that until we decide what to do with the people already here. I mean, this is, folks, again, such a key case that we're going to find out where things stand when it comes to the Constitution well before the election, which is why this is even, I think, more important for all of you to get involved. I mean, you don't have to just live in Arizona, Alabama, South Carolina, Utah, Georgia, or Indiana to care. Because your state, let me tell you, if Arizona is allowed to do this, your state may very well do it as well because of the problem. And now they're going to have to – they have the ability to see – what the Supreme Court will allow them to do. So this will set the precedent. How far can states go? What can they do? What can they not do? Can they do anything at all? We want to hear from you. We want you on this brief. We represent 59 members of Congress, including 4 U.S. senators. Call now. Add your name, 877-989-2255. You wanted these constitutional battles at the U.S. Supreme Court. Here we go. We got Obamacare. We've got SB 1070, Arizona's law. This is state versus federal government, Obama versus the states again, and we're going to find out before the next election. This is all coming very soon. Add your name to the brief today, 877-989-2255. Why is it so important? We need to show that it's not just people in Arizona, Alabama, South Carolina, Utah, Georgia, Indiana. And by the way, if you live in those states, we need your name on this brief too. But it's people across the country who are standing with Arizona's right as a state, as one of the 50 states, to implement these kind of laws to protect their citizens and at least have the opportunity. You know, they haven't had the opportunity to show that this is not going to be racial profiling or violate anyone's civil rights. And if it did, and it showed to be that, you know that this law would be canceled out. The state wouldn't do it. It would cost the state too much money. It would be too controversial. Fine. But you have not even let the state try to do something. Call now. Add your name to this brief. It's about securing the borders. It's about states' rights. It's about Obama versus the states. 877-989-2255. Call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And literally moments after the show, I'm going to be on Fox News talking about the Supreme Court's decision today to hear the case. So tune into Fox News right now after you call. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or sign up online at aclj.org.
Oh,
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.